Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You are now listening to underrated show on iTunes. I'm the fat personal trainer, Matthew. Oh. And who I left is my Wallaranus Rex, Tiger Taylor.
Oh, hey, brother. Oh, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great, man. Tiger, this is our first Wellness Wednesday. And what
yes,
a
it
show
is.
We have for the listeners.
I am swole AF.
Swole Aranis.
Like swole. Swole
Aranis, correct.
Like swollen. I look bloated only around the midsection.
So many topics.
I look like
about
I tonight. Let us know what we're going to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Well, man, we're going to talk about a few things. I want to finish this next week, too. We're just going to talk about a few diet tips, exercising, and the new food regulations that have been passed by Michelle Obama and the FDA. So
Obama is our second mama.
That's right, man. That's right. So let's talk about diet. Tiger, how's your diet? What's going on with your diet?
Not bad, man. Not bad. My diet is what you would call like a 50% Dolce diet. And then it's like probably 50% ketogenic. I like a lot of keto recipes, but I can't cut carbs.
Okay.
I don't cut carbs. But I try to cut them, but I can't cut them completely out is what I mean. So while we're talking, I think that bread is the enemy. I really do. Are you sitting in front of your computer?
I am not, but I got tons of knowledge. I'd be more than happy to give you my
input. Okay, well, without you seeing a picture, it won't work. So this segment is bombed. Thanks a lot. I think that bread and sugar is the enemy for the most part. That's what I subscribe to, is bread and sugar is the enemy. So I try to cut back as much as I can on it. My weakness is I still drink soda. I just cannot seem to kick it. I slow way down. I get to the point of almost finishing where I don't drink it anymore. And then I spiral out and drink a 12-pack in a day. Not kidding. So, but other than that, I'm down probably 12 pounds in a month and a half. Had really rapid weight loss in the beginnings, and then it's kind of slowed down about half a pound a week.
That's good, because the longer it takes you, not the longer, but the slower you lose weight, the longer you're going to keep it off. Let's talk about carbs. Why do you hate bread?
Ooh, I don't hate bread, actually. But the ketogenic movement has really made everyone hate bread, the Atkins diet, the South Beach diet. The whole world's moving to gluten-free. The whole world's moving to whole wheat. Man, I am Mr. White Bread itself. You give me some Wonder Bread, White Bread. I like bread so much growing up, half Italian. I grew up in an Italian household. We ate bread with everything. Bread was just a side. But I can, for a snack, I can go into the kitchen. I can grab, two, three slices of bread, butter it up, and just eat it that way. One of my favorite things I posted on Instagram the other day, my grandpa would cook pasta. We'd have pasta. He'd have a big bowl of pasta. And we'd take Wonder Bread, and we'd put the pasta in the bread, fold it like a taco, and eat the sandwich. Like, I love bread. One of the hardest things in the world for me is to say no more bread. That's why I can't commit to ketogenic. Ketogenic has some awesome recipes, but at some point in the day, I've got to have some bread. I grew up on it. It's like a comfort food for me. Bread. I absolutely love bread. I absolutely love pasta. And it doesn't taste the same when I do whole wheat. It doesn't taste the same whenever I do gluten-free. The organic isn't bad. I can do organic, but it's still dyed white. And I think the dye is bad for you, I'm sure. But, no, I don't – again, back to my point, I don't hate bread. Like, I would eat it every day. If somebody said, like, bread's not the issue, but bread, as soon as you eat it, turns to sugar.
Okay, I see your point. I see your point. Now, here's the point that I would like to get across. The ketogenic, or whatever you'd like to say, it's basically used for children that have epilepsy. This was my study that I found. So the diet is high in fat, high in protein, low in carbohydrates. Now, this is for weight loss.
It's actually for, it's high in fat, moderate protein, and no carbs.
Okay, moderate protein, right.
Moderate protein. You don't want you to have too much.
Right. Oh, we don't want you to get too much protein or too much carbohydrates that give you energy. But
sure.
Hey, we're going to introduce a whole lot of fat into your thing. Now, are you getting, is it saturated fat? Is it trans fat? Is it polyo fat? Is it normal fat? What kind of fat is it? Or is it just any fat?
Oh, it's all the fat.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and tell you to eat saturated and trans fat, the one that caused obesity and heart disease and everything like that. You can eat 90% of that. Go right ahead. That's the problem I have with it. Now, the diet,
100%.
To me, forces the body to burn fat rather than carbohydrates. Now, to
That's
me,
the key of it.
Carbohydrates are energy. If you cut the carbs drastically, hey, you don't see bodybuilders cutting carbs. You don't see endurance athletes cutting carbs. If you do see them, it's only a short amount of time, maybe 2 or 3 weeks at most. Now, gain weight once you cut the carbs and get back on it. You want to know why? Because you're going to binge. You're going to binge. You're going to get crabby.
Loaf of bread.
Your body will change for the good and bad. Now, what I suggest
is
cutting the triple.
Like Michael Jackson on Thriller.
What I suggest is cutting the simple carbs, a.k.a. sugar, white bread, anything that's not whole, 100% whole wheat. So the first thing you need to do is just go to your grocery store and look at the bread and get 100% whole wheat, okay? Don't get the enriched whole wheat flour. Don't get the bleached whole wheat flour. Pay a little bit more the ground whole wheat, okay?
Mm.
And get the simple carbs out of your diet. There's complex carbs with fruits, vegetables, all those carbs. With potatoes, I consider a grain because it's ground. And simple is sugars. Sugars, okay? Now, the high protein. I just got done reading a book called Proteinaholics. Our generation is obsessed.
Again, it's moderate protein. They want you under 40 grams
exactly.
of protein today.
Right. I 100% agree with that. 100% agree with that. Now, both carbs and protein in excess, if you eat excessively, it will be stored as fat. The number of reasons why I believe it is prudent to limit the protein intake is that you eat more protein than your body requires. Okay, it is simple. It is simple to me. We want to convert most of the calories. Whatever we eat is going to turn to sugar, glucose. It's going to turn to energy. It's going to turn to fat. It's going to break down for our cells to eat it. It can raise the blood sugars, bacteria, yeast, all that good stuff. Okay. You got to eat to live, not live to eat. Excessive protein can have stimulating side effects and horrific biological harm on your pathways and arteries and your blood pressure, a whole bunch of stuff. The stuff that they're feeding animals nowadays is horrific. I just watched a documentary about how they do chicken. You know how you go to the store and some chicken breasts are really, really small through the locally grown places, Tiger?
Yeah.
And you go over here to Tyson Chicken and the breasts are just huge. You know what to do?
Well, what I like to call those are the L.A. South Beach breast. Tyson Chicken be pumping out that L.A. South Beach breast.
There we go. So what they do to these chickens is they set them up on a coop. So they don't have to move. All they do is eat. They're not mobile. Feed them corn to fatten them up.
Whoa, I got to interject.
And...
Where do I apply?
Yeah.
You perch me up and just feed me? Come on with it.
That's it, man.
I'm going to get them South Beach L.A. breast.
And then once they get them full of corn, they slaughter them, they put the chicken breast full of air, then they rip up. They go off and sell it. So,
hey, man.
Netflix has a ton of documentaries that you can watch on. It's really interesting. Now, if you want to lose weight, it's super simple. Burn more calories than you put in. So, if you were wanting to do watch your calories, watch your macros, watch everything, I think you should go 40% carbs, good carbs, complex carbs, rice, whole grain rice, okay, wild rice, bananas, bell peppers, any fruits and vegetables, all you can eat. Those are carbs, okay? Complex carbs. Now, protein will be another 40%. Chicken breast, fish, pork, no red meat.
You're cutting into my life. You're cutting into my happiness.
You can have beans. You can have nuts. You can have plant-based protein, spinach. You can have a lot of stuff. And then reduce it down to 20% fat. Because you are what you eat. If you're eating trans fat, if you're eating saturated fat, you have heart, you're gonna have high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease. Yeah, you're going to increase your hunger, okay? And it will make your lips sick. The food that we eat break down into sugars, mainly two kinds, glucose and fructose. Fructose, which is found in fruit. While the glucose is eaten by every cell in the body, fructose does not do much in importance. So if you're craving literally as much sugar, fructose, a.k.a. an apple, you might as well just drink a Coke.
Ooh, I love me some Coke. When I'm down in South Beach or over in L.A., looking at them GMO breasts, I love me some Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a different show?
One more thing on protein that I have in my notes that I found in the book that I was reading, Proteinomics, you need to check that out. Now, it says that we consume too much protein. Your body removes the nitrogen waste, okay, products from your blood, which stresses your kidneys. Chronic dehydration can result, as we found in a study involving endurance athletes. And all of this comes from the New England Journal of Medicine.
My man, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
yes,
when was asked how much protein he takes a day, he said all of them. How many grams of protein you eating a day? I mean, all of them.
He's not really giving you a number.
Matt, you look me dead in the optic stem. Right now, look me dead in my optic stems. All of them. So if my man eats all of them, I like where you're catching on to where I was trying to go. He could mean 40 grams a day, and he eats all that 40 grams a day. Doesn't mean he was really doing pound of protein per body weight. No, 1 gram per pound of body weight. Remember that subscription? When we were in high school, I remember trying to get in about 150 grams of protein a day.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I was younger, my high school days, NitroTech was the dopest protein supplement on the market. I must have been drinking 3 shakes a day plus working out. Got 0 results. Crapped a lot, and my poo was kind of the consistency of, like, cake batter. We're talking Wellness Wednesday. We got to be real.
Wellness Wednesday.
There was one.
Yeah, hey, man.
There was a
I
thing that I
6 times a day.
There you go. I took Myoplex one time, though. Myoplex, you had to keep it refrigerated. You make the protein shake, and it was literally the consistency. You had to eat it with a spoon. It was like cake batter, and it changed my life. I went from about 165 to 205 in about 2 months, and ever since then, I was never able to lose weight again. Truly. It was when I went from slim to really overweight. And ever since then, I stopped being able to gain. And back in the day, your football coach would tell you to eat. Eat what? He would just tell you to eat. Eat a lot. Eat as much as you can. That subscription was, I used to go to McDonald's. I would get a number 2, which is the 2 cheeseburger, Value Meal and add a McChicken.
Uh-huh.
I eat that meal every day for probably 2 months.
That's a lot of fat.
I got really fat.
Yeah, that's a lot of fat and sodium. With the sodium, your body's going to retain water weight. You're going to feel bloated. It's harder on your kidneys, on your stomach. Clogs the arteries with the fat. So, yeah. If you guys really want to educate yourself, here in a minute, we're going to talk about apps that you can use for shopping and tracking your diet and exercise. I would really like to touch on this. I found this a couple of years ago, and I use it daily. It's called Google Scholar, G-O-O-G-L-E, Scholar, S-C-H-O-L-A-R, and you can literally type in, let's see, exercise, and what it does, it gives you university articles, studies, everything that has been done on exercise. You can go back from 1972 until today and check out these studies. Okay.
Jeez.
It's great. It's science. It's absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Google, for doing this. You can look up case laws. You can add it to your library. I'm by a computer now, and I just put nutrition.
Okay. Are you really by a computer now?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Listen, so not keep your train of thought, and I apologize. Keep your train of thought.
No, you're
but
fine.
Carbs, remember I told Jackie never cut them out?
Mm-hmm.
I love white bread. I love carbs. I love white bread.
Okay.
Check your messenger real fast while we're doing the show, please.
Okay. I'll check this. Oh, so there's no dead air. Why? Yeah. Hey, that guy does look familiar. We're going to go ahead and put that on Tiger Taylor's Instagram. So please check him out at Tiger Taylor. Tiger, give him your Instagram while we get this ready to send out.
James_Tiger_Taylor. But if you want to see what's so funny, I can't steal it. You got to go to Chris D'Elia, at Chris D'Elia on Instagram, and he has a meme for how much he loves carbs. And that's the sole reason why I will not quit carbs. Do you want to quit carbs now?
No, I'm actually pretty hungry right now. And I just got hungrier.
So carry on. Where were we? I apologize.
We're talking about Google Scholar. You know, education is what we teach you. If you don't know something, you better learn. Okay, so I just Googled nutrition. There's 3,222,000 articles. There's studies done from 1979. I see cited by a year, child obesity articles from 1997, 2009, 2015. Some of these studies going up to 50 years. Okay? Check it out. It's very interesting. Called Google Scholar. I use this at work and I use it on our show. Okay, so let's talk about apps. Tiger, what apps do you use to track your health and fitness?
I can't steal your thunder because every app I use, I stole from you. So please take the reins on this because I will just be parroting information that you told me secondhand. I did not use health apps until Matt told me about a few. One for my new cycling obsession, one to educate me on food. So I don't feel that it's fair for me to do it because these are all your finds.
Okay. So before we get into this, everybody, please take time to congratulate Tiger on his Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and give him a big thumbs up and a round of applause for doing this bike, man. He rode 4 miles yesterday?
A little over 4 miles.
Little
over.
This is great. 4 miles, man. That's a lot of pedaling, man.
Took a while. You see,
that butthole was burning.
Woo! My, I didn't ride today, I'll tell you that.
I have a question for you, though.
Little Tinder.
Okay, now, since we've both gotten bigger with age, you know, that happens, has your balls went numb since you've been on the seat?
No.
Since you're riding so long?
But they...
Oh, okay.
They have on the one in the gym, but
okay.
Luckily they did not yesterday.
Mm.
But no, I've had that feeling before.
Mm. I wonder what
I panic
that.
A lot.
I'm going to have to look into that.
I don't know, but I panic a lot because I love having children.
Mm. Well, I don't. So the number, the better.
Yeah, you purposely numb yours. You are literally spraying lidocaine into your sack right now.
I stand right next to the microwave when I'm microwaving something up in the morning. I get into 100-degree water, okay, in a hot tub.
You wear the tightest undies you can find.
Exactly. So anyways, back to our apps. Let's talk about apps for tracking your food. MyFitnessPal is great. Okay? You can get on MyFitnessPal. All these apps I want to give you is free. These are great apps. I use them myself. I know Tiger uses a few. I'm a cheap ass, so they're going to be for free. MyFitnessPal, okay? Fitbit. You can download the Fitbit app. You don't have to have a Fitbit, but you can download the app and track your food. Fujicate. Fujicate is really well if you have any questions about food. Okay. Well, I'm going to show you this new one that I found today. It's called ShopWell. So if you're at the grocery store, take a picture of the food, okay, that you want. And it will give you a check mark if it's good, if it's not. And then it will give you healthy options at your local grocery store for that.
Oh, awesome.
Super simple. Yeah, called Shop.
And it's free.
Absolutely free. Yep, it's for Android and iPhone. Okay. Now, Starvia.
If you're still using Android, lose my number.
If you're into running, cycling, fitness, swimming, Starvia is your app. Stravia?
I call it Stravia.
Let's call it Stravia. So what it is, it logs your split time. If you want to do marathons, it gives you your time. It gives you your distance. It gives you GPS tracking. It's free. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's a social network, so you can share, hey, I went for a bike ride today. 4.3 miles. They can give you a thumbs up. They can compliment you on it. It's really good to keep you motivated and keep it going in your community.
It's really cool, too, because there's challenges that people in your community set.
Go ahead, buddy.
Mm-hmm. What?
Rant away, man. I'm listening to you.
Oh, yeah. They have these challenges that you can do. The app puts out these challenges, and then there's challenges of courses that people ride here, like their routes, and they set their time, and you can go try to meet it or beat it or see how far behind you really are. So it's really fun. So it gives you the ability to compete. It gives you the ability to do it for fun. It's a social media platform. You get immediate feedback anytime I go on a ride. Mr. Matty Moe sends me a thumbs up. So it keeps me locked in. It keeps me engaged. It's fun. As long as exercising is fun, you'll do it. To take this thing full circle real fast, when Matthew asked me what diet I'm doing, it doesn't matter what diet I'm doing. The best diet on the market today, I'm going to let you in on a secret one time and one time only for free on Matt and Tiger BLS. The number one diet, the proven diet that works, the only one in America that's going to work for you is the diet that you'll do. There are so many out there to choose from. The one that you will do is the best, is the one that'll work. Experiment. Try them out. Mix and match. I just told you, I'm half Dolce diet. I'm half ketogenic because I can keep all my meals healthy by pulling in recipes from both. So I'm following diets. I'm following healthy meal plans from other organizations. I don't have to be Weight Watchers. I don't have to be South Beach. I don't have to be Atkins. I can be whatever I want to be as long as I will do it. If those work for you, if Weight Watchers, well, I've lost 60 pounds on Weight Watchers, but I'm starting to think about doing the ketogenic diet, don't. Because the ketogenic diet is not for you. The ketogenic diet is for somebody else. If you've lost 60 pounds on Weight Watchers is your diet. I wanted to go on that rant real fast.
Hey, man, I love it. I can't follow that. I literally can't.
Love it. So back to fitness. Stravia. I like it. It's fun. I just bought a bike. I looked at cycle bikes, road bikes, if you will. They're like the cheapest used one I could find was $800. They go anywhere from $1,800 to $5,000 at bike shops. I can't afford something like that if I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to do it. Anyone that knows me knows that I am a fad guy. I fall in and out of fad. Whatever is cool at the moment, I think I want to do. So far in my adult life, I have lost so much money on foolish things because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to do this. I do it for a week and I'm done. I do it one time and I'm done. So we went to Walmart. They've got these little road bikes at Walmart. I bought one. Bought my road bike at Walmart, spent $125, and I've already put 10 miles on it since Sunday. It's not a lot, but I'm having fun. I'm getting there. Speaking of getting bigger in your older age, riding a bike isn't like when you were 10. When you're 10, you can ride a bike. You're never tired. 32, you ride a bike up the street. Good luck. Good luck. Hope your thighs are ready. Hope your lungs are ready. Good luck.
I can't stop from laughing because I know exactly what you mean. The first day I got my cruiser bike, I went up a hill and I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to die.
My man, yesterday I'm riding, going up Allen Road. Matt knows where that is in our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Going up Allen Road, and they got that long, drawn-out hill. It's like a quarter mile, half a mile long, and it's just a hill steady. I get about three-quarters of the way up it. Oh, I'm going to push this bike up the rest of the hill. I'm pushing up the hill like this. I get up the hill. Finally, it peaks on the other side. I just coast all the way down. I'm like, I'm going to coast as far as I can go.
That's the best feeling is coming down the hill.
Oh, you're coming down the hill, and I swear to you, I'm not trying to be gross, but it's like hitting the O. You get that same feeling that Arnold Schwarzenegger describes as the pump. Have you ever watched the movie Pumping Iron in the 70s about the bodybuilders and listen to Arnold Schwarzenegger describe what a pump feels like when he gets a pump? Me coasting down
what
a giant hill that I just climbed.
What does that feel like?
What?
I don't think I've seen it now. The pump. Tell us what the pump feels like. I don't think I've seen it now.
Ooh. Do you want me to tell you what the pump feels like?
Yeah,
Matt,
man,
give us some chatter talk. Give me some chatter real fast while I find the quote.
Keep them listening
to something, anything. Got
let's
it.
Let's finish up with a fitness app. Okay.
Here's the quote. The greatest feeling you can get in the gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in the gym, is the pump. Your muscles get really tight, feeling like your skin is going to explode any minute. It's as satisfying to me as coming is. You know, as in having sex with a woman and coming. So you can believe how much I am in heaven. I am getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage. When I pump, when I pose in front of 5,000 people, I get the same feeling. So I am coming day and night. It's terrific, right? So, you know, I am in heaven, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Man, this guy was intense. Bro, that's how he describes weightlifting. Hey, man, that's how I feel coming down a hill on a bicycle. at 32 years old. Whee! And I start going a little too fast, so I kind of start riding the brakes a little.
Yeah. So speed
yeah.
wobbles a little bit.
Because I'm like, whee! Too fast, too fast, too fast, too fast. Whee! Too fast, too fast, too fast.
Tiger, we were going to talk about food, the nutrition labels, but I like where the show's at right now. As my wife started to come in and scream at me. Hit us with that quote again, man, and we'll call it a night.
Okay, so I'm going to hit you guys with a quote. It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger quote. We're going to wrap up again next week on health and wellness. We're going to come at you guys every day. Remember, starting July, we're going to be live and in the flesh, Google Hangouts again and posting straight to YouTube. So be ready. Be there or be square. Yo, the greatest feeling you can get in the gym or the most satisfying feeling you can get in the gym is the pump. Your muscles get really tight, like your skin is going to explode any minute. It's as satisfying to me as coming is. You know, as in having sex with a woman and coming. So you can believe how much I am in heaven. That's an awful Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. I am getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage. When I pump up, when I pose in front of 5,000 people, I get the same feeling. So I am coming day and night. It's terrific, right? So you know I'm in heaven. Arnold Schwarzenegger said the feeling of heaven is coming 24/7. So get out his face with all your weak stuff.
As Tiger Taylor said, we're coming like 2007. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Fat Personal Trainer, Matthew, and to my left is my Swoloranus Rex, Tiger Taylor.
Ooh. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Friday. Drive home.